The cigarette tax is up to $2.50 per pack in Wisconsin, and some smokers are changing their habits. Tom Haug of Dakota, Minnesota has been a smoker for 40 years, but he started cutting back. Haug says he buys rolling tobacco at the Tobacco Outlet Plus in Onalaska because it's cheaper.
You know, people have cut back a little bit, but they haven't quit. They have to cut back somewhere else or cut back in tobacco. Now beer costs are going to go up too, I guess, so gas is going up, so somebody's got to cut back somewhere.
Anil Yunus is a Citgo store manager in La Crosse, and he says he's also seen people switch to rolling tobacco to save money.
But then they come back and they start to buy a cheap cigarette. Instead of buying a Philip Morris or Camels, they try to smoke generic cigarettes like Pall Mall, Maverick, and other cigarettes.
Yunus says he doesn't think he'll see sales drop or people cross state lines with the latest increase. However, Quick Trip convenience store sales have dropped. John McHugh is the corporate spokesman for Quick Trip stores in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. McHugh says tobacco sales decreased 12% last year.
That's part of the reason why a convenience store chain like ours is now concentrating more on the selling of internal things like food, salads, fresh fruit, those kinds of things, because we know that tobacco sales, which used to be a constant staple of convenience store financing, is no longer going to be there.
McHugh says stores on border towns have been more affected by Wisconsin cigarette tax increases, but he says that hasn't made a big difference in sales overall. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.